Emotional flashbacks, when the past hijacks the present. Have you ever had a sudden emotional reaction that seems too big for the moment, like fear, shame, or rage, and thought to yourself, where did that come from? You might have just experienced an emotional flashback. Welcome back to Numbness Paralysis. I'm Olga Costa, and today we are unpacking one of the most invisible yet powerful trauma responses: emotional flashbacks. Not the kind with movie-like image, but the kind that hijack your nervous system without warning. Emotional flashbacks. What they feel like. Picture this. A woman is cooking dinner while her partner gently asks, "Did you grab the mail today?" She freezes. Her heart pounds. She hears, "You forgot. You failed." She snaps back with defensiveness or collapses into shame. All for one question. The moment. It's not about the mail. It's about a wound from years ago. Or imagine a man who gets anxious every time his boss compliments him. Not because he doubts his work, but because growing up, praise was always followed by manipulation. "You're so good at this. So why can't you ever do that?" And then there is Leah, a mother of two who avoids grocery stores. One day, while standing in the cereal aisle, someone brushes past her a little too fast. Her body tensed. She abandoned her cart and left the store. Later, she realized the sensation mirrored the way her father used to brush into her room during fights at home. That aisle became a war zone, not because of cereal, but because of her body's stored memory. Emotional flashbacks aren't memories you see, the memories you feel. Panic, helplessness, shame, that rise up suddenly, often without contest. You're no longer reacting to now, you're reacting to them, relieved in the now. Here's a personal moment I want to share. After many years has passed since my dad's death, I noticed a strange pattern. On my drive to work, if I passed someone who resembled him, just in a glance, a posture, or the way they walked, I'd start crying every time. Quietly, behind the wheel, until I pulled into work. I wasn't thinking about anything specific, but my body remembered. I would think about all the sacrifice he had made, how hard he worked, how much he gave, and how now he wasn't here to enjoy any of the life the sacrifice had helped build. That grief didn't ask for permission. It just surfaced over and over until I realized I wasn't just mourning. It was a flashback to love, lost, and unfinished goodbye. The science behind the sudden storm. Trauma doesn't just live in the brain. It lives in the body. When something today echoes the emotional tone of the past harm, a look, a tone, a phrase, your nervous system lights up. It's like a smoke alarm going off in a house you no longer live in. Still loud, still real, even if it fires was long ago. Think of James, a 40 years old IT manager. In a team meeting, his colleague laughed when he mispronounced a word. That laugh, to everyone else, was harmless. But to James, it sounded exactly like the cruel teasing he endured in middle school. His stomach knotted. His throat closed. He went silent. Not because he was embarrassed in the present, but because his body thought he was back in that classroom again. Someone once described it like this. I was having a normal argument with my partner. Sadly, I felt like a child being yelled at, even though she wasn't yelling. I couldn't breathe. I just shut down. This is especially common in complex PTSD, where emotional trauma repeats over time. The body gets trained to react to cues, even startling ones, with high alert. It's not trauma, it's conditioning. You are not broken for feeling this way. Your body is just trying to keep you safe, even when it misread the moment. A reflective SWOT moment. I once knew a man who has been neglected as a child. As an adult, if his partner didn't text back quite quickly, he'd spiral into fear, then anger. Not because he didn't trust her, but because silence remembered his body of abandonment. Now let's reflect on emotional flashbacks, not with judgment, but with curiosity. What are the strengths? Your body remembers to protect you. That hyper response once kept you safe. Weakness. These reactions can hurt your relationships or make you feel ashamed or too much. Opportunities. Flashbacks are clues. They reveal what still needs healing and where you can gently offer yourself compassion. Threats. If misunderstood, they can isolate you further. Others may think you're overreacting when you're actually relieving. This reflection isn't about fixing, it's about witnessing. You're not too much. You're just remembering too deeply. Let's use some tools to navigate emotional flashbacks. 1. Grounding with the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Name 5 things you can see. 4. You can touch. 3. You can hear. 2. You can smell. 1. You can taste. This pulls your body back into the present. Two, co-regulation with safe people. Call someone you trust. Ask, can you just stay on the line while I breathe? Let their voice anchor you. Three, keep a flashback journal. Track what triggered you and what helped. Over time, patterns emerge. You start to see your nervous system's story. Four, create a grounding kit. Textures, scents, a comforting photo, affirming notes. Use it when the storm hits. 5. Reclaiming the present. Emotional flashbacks aren't failures. They're echoes, and every echo is a call for presence. So next time you hurt, next time your heart races and your chest tighten in as ordinary moment, try saying, this is my body remembering, but I am safe now. I am here. Can you feel your feet on the floor? Notice the sound of my voice? That's now. And now is safe. If this episode stirs something in you, breathe, write it down, and remember yourself. The storm might be old, but you are not alone in weathering it. In our next episode, we explore shame, not just as a feeling, but as an armor. We'll talk about how self-blame sneaks in and how to replace it with soft truth. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.